Hi, I'm Brian Lehrer, and I'm walking along Northern Boulevard in Queens on this nice spring day. And here we are at a terrific example of a Romanesque revival building. It's none other than the Flushing Town Hall. Built in 1862 during the Civil War, it's a two-story, 3x6 bay brick building with a basement and an attic. If we come around the front, here we can see the facade featuring a triple arched portico topped by a classic entablature with a low balustrade. It is a very distinguished example of 19th century New York City municipal architecture. It remains just as it looked in the 19th century, though in 1938, a smaller rear wing was added containing a block of jail cells. Originally used as a meeting hall and the town hall for Flushing, it has seen many other uses as well. It served as a police station during the World's Fair of 1939, a magistrate court, a Flushing police station, and now is a thriving cultural center housing the Flushing Council on Culture and the Arts. Yes, there's history wherever you look. I'm Brian Lehrer for Partners in Preservation from American Express and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. You can vote to fund the preservation of the Flushing Town Hall and other historic sites by visiting partnersinpreservation.com.